All right, we are here. Welcome. Welcome. We are Galexis. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you today. Particular time on the planet that this is profoundly significant. Yes, you've heard so many spiritually oriented people, New Agers, whatever you like to call them, talk eagerly about 2012. What's going on in 2012? But you see, just as much is going on in 2010 and 2011 and 2013. It is a time of great change. You've noticed that, of course. A time of tremendous leaps of awareness, a tremendous personal growth, development of your power, your skills, your artistry of living. Indeed, the circumstances sometimes are rather challenging. Sometimes the circumstances are actually downright tough. And this triggers and stimulates your responses, your reactions. And hopefully, as you learn through your interaction with your reality and all the adventures, whether you call them adventures or think of them that way or not, impact you, and you impact them. You begin to develop a greater sense of yourself. Indeed, getting through tough times is a true sign of a spiritually advanced person. Now, that doesn't mean that you're getting through tough times. It's like, oh, I'm just sailing through this, no big deal. And now everything's going to fall my way and so on. And yes, you can go there. But sometimes that approach is simply that of your ego, trying to stave off fear, anxiety, and feelings of powerlessness. At other times, you take it very seriously and think, what have I done wrong? Why am I in such a mess? How did I create this crisis, this difficulty? Whether this difficulty be in financial areas, health areas, relationship areas, or simply whether you might feel confused, lost, and floundering. Dear ones, do not take this personally. A mark of a spiritually advanced person is not that they do not have crises, that they do not have challenges, even tough ones. The mark of a spiritual person who is becoming more aware is that the way they respond to these crises and challenges is more elevated, more empowered, reflecting more personal sense of freedom, a sense of greater trust in the universe. You see, before you came here, you and your crew, now your crew is your higher self and aspects of you, as well as some of your spirit helpers, spirit guides who have been with you from the beginning of the creation of you as a soul. And you get together and you have a gathering and you look at options and look at what you want to do, what kind of themes you want to have for the lifetime. Now, you've been through lifetimes. This is not your only lifetime. Some of you have been through only very, very few. Others, many, many, many. But either way, you worked your way, focused on your spiritual path to this lifetime specifically. You may not know how pivotally important this lifetime is for you. But it is. You wanted to be here at this space-time intersection. You wanted to be here in the gender that you are, the age that you are, with a genetic history that you have, in the location that you are. You are not experiencing any kind of mistake. You have chosen this. You have chosen issues to heal, to deal with, so that you can make a breakthrough in something that may have been a significant issue for you through multiple lifetimes and levels and so forth, so that you can be an inspiration, so you can shine your light for others in that same area and that same focus. So if you feel that some of your work is just too hard and there's something wrong with you, that it should be difficult, or that you'd have to keep going through changes and have to make new choices and have to keep moving or doing this or doing that, it is all, in a sense, part of your plan. Now, not down to the ultimate detail, because you are operating in a universe of free will. And it is about you learning how to harness that free will that you have, how to find that free will that you have, and to energize it, and from that free will, to claim who you are and to make choices, to respond to your circumstances, not with any kind of judgment, either of yourself or of others, but in a sense of humor. You know, the people that seem to survive the best through the most tragic circumstances are those people who can step back and get a greater perspective. And when they do, they don't get all occupied with defensiveness and hostility, with judgment and aloofness. They don't run into it and into their crises gangbusters. I'm going to push and drive through this, and I'm going to be powerful and so on, only to fall on their faces. Or to pull away and say, oh, this is so worldly. I'm going to be spiritual and stay in my ivory tower. It is not appropriate to have those kinds of responses in a reality that you chose, that you wanted to create for yourself in order to get the maximum leverage, the maximum growth benefit for your spiritual journey. And to what end? To go home, to return to the divine, having learned how to create, having learned how to be divine in your daily life, to bring the spiritual into the material, not to run away from the material. But so many of you have been raised or trained or have gone through periods of indoctrination or experience with spiritual practices and traditions that are of the past. And these traditions do not, in a sense, give you a tremendous sense of trust that everything's going to turn out okay. Indeed, they are often rather snagged up in lots of doctrine, lots of behavioral rules, lots of guilt that you must overcome, or karma, should you call it that. We want to suggest that you did not come here to continue a tradition of the past. You came here to create. You came here to create something new. You're on the border of it now. You've been tasting it for 10 years. You may wonder, when is it going to be here? When is that new reality going to be here? Well, dear ones, it's already here. You're the ones that are figuring out how to exemplify it, how to demonstrate it, how to live it. All the information that you need is here. And you came here on a mission, a personal mission, indeed, to realize who you are, the divine in you, to bring the divine into the material, to complete the cycles of birth and death, so that you may ascend, return home, lift, not with your body. Oh no, you don't want to take your body along. You're going to go outside of time, back to home, the eternity of love, divine love. So to connect with that future that you are indelibly, absolutely headed for, regardless of what you may think in the moment. The challenge for you, more than anything else in these chaotic periods, chaotic times of change, is to acknowledge who you are, the divine light being that you are. To claim it, to own it more and more. And you do that by learning how to evaluate yourself from a position of love. Not to evaluate yourself from a position of parental judgment or societal approval, but from love and compassion. To approach yourself as the divine would approach you. To build self-love, or the awareness of it rather, because you have plenty of it to begin with, but to build the awareness, to allow yourself to experience it in your daily life, to allow it to touch everyone else who is around you. And as you take that power, that mission as the light being, to take your power, to empower yourself, to understand your free will, that you have choice. You always have choice. You are never really, truly powerless, even though it may appear in the moment to be. Taking your love, taking your power, and realizing as a light being that you are here freely of your own choice. Rather than saying, oh, I just don't like physical plane, it's just a bear. I want to go back to the lofty heights. I want to go back to the spiritual heavens. Yes, a part of you remembers. A part of you calls. A part of you yearns for that incredible beauty and love and safety, peace, ecstasy, all happening simultaneously. Yes, you long for it, but you are free. You're free to go for it. But only if you are free in your world. If you are acting as a free agent in your world. If you are not making yourself defer your will to everyone else's or to what you think is God's will. For you to, out of love and respect of yourself, to acknowledge your freedom to choose and make a choice that's responsible for you. Make choices. Now, your responses to your reality come in several levels. The first level is the child response. That's the powerless level. And you've all been there. A crisis comes up, a challenge comes up, an issue comes up. Oh man, maybe it's the same thing you've seen over and over and over again, and you react to it. Oh no, that's it again. It's like an addiction. You fall for it. Once it hooks you, you're powerless. You feel weak, helpless, lost, overwhelmed. When you're responding from your inner child place, you're looking for someone else to take care of you, someone big and strong, someone you can lean on, someone who will take care of things for you. The child's place is not responsible. It will blame, the child will blame others. You should have done better by me. You should take care of me. Or because my parents screwed me up. Or whatever excuse, lame excuse you can come up with, that's the child self looking for excuses. This is amplified even more in a second level of response, which is the adolescent response. The adolescent never wants to take responsibility for anything. Do you remember when you were a teenager how hard it was to think responsibly, to recognize other people's boundaries? You didn't really want to, maybe you had to. Maybe you had to grow up fast and take responsibilities in your family. But most adolescents would prefer to be lazy. They'd prefer to party. They prefer to hang out with their friends and worry about what other people think. Oh, I don't want to venture too far from the crowd. I don't want to stand out. I don't want to be visible. Oh my, what would they think? They could judge me. They could criticize me, humiliate me. I could be a failure. I could feel shame in the public, and they would all look at me and they wouldn't like me. And all of that stuff, adolescent stuff, taking everything personally. Like you have the biggest ego on the planet. Anything anybody does, oh, it must be because they don't like me. Or even scrutinizing people to see, do they like me? Do they not like me? Do they like me? Do they not like me? Trying to get out of your responsibilities, pointing blame. Adolescents do it really much better than the child. They can blame society. Hey, they can blame God. They can blame anybody. Let's just make it so that I don't have to deal with anything. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to watch TV, or I'm going to text somebody, or I'm going to do a computer game, or I'm just going to read a book, or the avoidance strategy is adolescent. Now, indeed, you did grow up. You got into your young adult phase, the self that you were at your late teens and early 20s, when you had this whole idea about how the world worked and how it should work, the idealism, the creative imagination. And there you looked to become successful in something, to explore your reality, and then fulfill some of those forms, some of those manifestations. Get a good job, or marry the right person, have a family, settle down, build a big house. The dream of traveling to this place or that place, having this or having that. That's a young adult. They want to have stuff. And so how does a young adult do it? So what they do is they install the slave driver, an inner part of themselves. Each one of you installed your slave driver somewhere in your 20s. And what job does the slave driver have? It's to drive you to do the right thing, that the right thing being the successful thing that's going to garner you the best return. Now, some people don't think beyond themselves. Selfish people. They're the sleazebags of the world. You know, they're only looking, what's in it for me? Me, me, me. Oh, gimme, gimme, gimme. I want to get stuff. I want stuff. I'm going to scam if I need to. Whatever it takes, I'm going to get that success. I'm going to have that big house. I'm going to have those $1 million. The slave driver drove them to it. Because the slave driver says, you're not enough, you haven't earned enough, you haven't created enough abundance, you haven't created enough love, you haven't created enough, you haven't done enough, you haven't done it fast enough, you haven't done it good enough, and you yourself are pretty inadequate, and you gotta hustle, and you gotta try really hard to cover it up so nobody sees where your flaws are. Look perfect. Do it right. Hurry up. You gotta get all your agenda going, gotta stay on track. Stay on focus. Be a workaholic. So your response to your crises is to say, oh, I've got to do better. I've got to do more. I've got to rev myself up. I've got to figure it all out and really take care of it. Push, 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 drive, drive. Now, the child, the adolescent, and the young adult responses don't tend to really resolve any of your struggles, conflicts, challenges, issues, but merely entrench them. You don't break free of them, and you don't handle the chaos and the craziness of the world until you go to the next level of response. The level of response from the you that is powerful, free, loving, and trusting. You're on track, that everything that comes to you, you can use. It's part of your learning. Not that you're here to learn lessons. No, that's a child position. That you're here to engage in a great adventure in which you discover how you create, how you are, who you are, how you can love, how you can radiate, how you can participate in this great shift of consciousness going on. And the response to that, when an old issue shows up, when you're in that place, the luminous human place, the spiritual evolved place, you essentially laugh. Oh, there it is again. There's the old issue coming up again. Ah, I dealt with you before. So what, is there anything to learn this time? Yes or no? You respond in an empowered way. You don't take it personally. You recognize that you and the universe are in a partnership, a loving partnership, and it wouldn't be coming up to you if maybe you still are throwing power away there. It's an opportunity. Hey, I'm going to take my power back. I'm going to change something. I'm going to step into a greater me to deal with this. To have a great sense of humor, a cosmic sense of humor. Because does really anything make sense when you try to be logical about anything? Actually not. Everything works by magic. Synchronicities. You notice how everything is synchronistic. You just so happen to have this problem at this time. You just so happen to have this opening, this opportunity at this time. It's all synchronicity. And what synchronicity aligned to? Your level of spiritual functioning. Yes, you can be free of those old nagging issues, physical, emotional, mental, issues in body, in relationships, in financial situations. You can clear them, but you got to get up to your spiritual self and claim that you, the light being you. This is a time of chaos. What you're going to find in the chaos are a couple of things of great importance right now. The first of all, in the chaos, is a time of tremendous breakdown of old structures, of old ways, of old responses and reactions, of old circumstances, perhaps, of old feelings, beliefs, attitudes, and thoughts. All sorts of old stuff breaking down, all the forms breaking down, so that you can reform them. So it's a time of the void, a time of a gap. As the old structures break down and the new ones have to be created, you need to step across the gap into this luminous self, into this spiritually aware, spiritually functioning person. And from that spiritual functioning self, you can create something new and better and build it. It's not going to have a linear track to it like your 20-something would hope that it would. You're not going to push or drive. Because the second most important piece of this, in this period of incredible creativity, is that your motivations are breaking down. You're not motivated the same way you were only a year ago. You're learning a new way of motivating yourself by the future, rather than by what is required of you, or what the slave driver is pushing you to do. You're on your way. You're accelerating. You're coming out of the chaos on your particular timing, your particular tempo. And it's just right for you. You're not behind. You haven't messed up. You're no loser. You're not a failure. Even though the world, someone from the world, someone from your high school reunion class could look at you and say, they didn't amount to anything. You're amounting to so much more than you give yourself credit for. So you're changing motivation. You're breaking down old structures to new structures. You're breaking down old motivation to new motivation. You're changing your motivation. You're changing your orientation from the past to the future. And you're allowing yourself to step into a greater identity of yourself. This is the key to making it out of the craziness, out of the chaos. This is the way to deal with tough times. Realize that tough times indicate something's breaking down. What? It's not you. It's not you. It's forms. It's the usual same old is breaking down. Yeah, it can be scary because you don't know what's happening there in the void and the gap and the emptiness and the unknown. Most people are terrified of change in the unknown. There's a sense of dread about what could come. That's natural. That's normal. Take it easier on yourself. You're not behind. We want to just say that. You're not behind. Doesn't matter how old you are or young you are, or how much you've achieved or not achieved. You're not behind. You will get your mission complete. And then you look at your motivation and say, am I really motivated to give my power over to other people, to do the same old, to live this way I always have lived? To tiptoe around all those easily upset, irritable people. To try not to get on anybody's bad side. To hide my true nature so that they won't be upset with me. So I won't stand out. It's time to let that stuff go. It's time for you to stand out. Maybe not in the worldly way. Even though in the worldly way you can do quite well. Be an inspiration to millions, if you wish. But it's not necessary. The job you're doing is just as huge. Figuring out who you are, allowing and claiming yourself as the divine and bringing your divine into your daily life and freeing yourself from all those duties and obligations that have burdened you in the past, have crushed you. Now, admittedly, if you're battling a really serious health condition, if you have a very extremely difficult financial situation, if your relationship situation is very, very traumatic, you do need to focus on healing that. You do need to pay attention to that. and at the same time bring in a greater sense of yourself to bear with it. Do not take it as something horrible. It may feel painful. You may have to move through difficulties. But recognize that whatever you're experiencing, if you will take your power back from it, if you will stop giving your power away and letting your energy field drain out, you'll have plenty of energy. And not energy for the slave driver to come and rah, rah, you know, let's go, work hard. No. You need to dream a new way. Not about pushing and driving. To create. To imagine. To go into yourself and find that center within you. Because if you find the center within you, you can cross the gap to the place where opportunities come in. Resolutions are available. Changes and healings and openings occur with great regularity. The realms of magic, positive synchronicities. So getting to that still point and letting that be okay. If you notice, in the present, you're not in trauma. You're not in as much pain. The present moment, being fully present with yourself as much as you can, with your light, with your being, brings you a lot of healing right there, a lot of relief. And we do recommend that. Regardless of whether you're in a crisis or undergoing difficult circumstances or not, you need to be there. And then from there, to create. What would you really want? Not the ideal fantasies of your 20-something. Oh, we'll have the big house with the white picket fence. We'll have the perfect relationship. We'll have the great job. We'll make loads and loads and loads of money. We'll do this and then we'll do that. And we'll set up this foundation and we'll set up that. And we'll do this and this and this and this and this. You may end up there. But don't get attached to the forms of the manifestations. Recognize the most important thing is for you to cross the gap, for you to love yourself, to feel empowered, to get free, and to begin to trust more the plan. Don't hold it against you. Every one of you have been dished with shame, judgment, and guilt. Don't let it keep you down. Let it go. It's not part of who you are. It's not who you are. It's not your spiritual self speaking. That's old past garbage. Old traditions. You've come to build a new one, to create a new one within yourself first, and then it spreads like wildfire around your planet. The planet will take care of itself if you will take care of you. And what you may think are challenges and issues that have been beyond your control, absolutely resistant to every attempt you've made to heal, change, resolve, whatever, can begin to open up. There can be possibilities that show unfoldments as you trust you're on your way. A spiritually functioning, luminous human, creating a new reality for him or herself, and from there, setting a new frequency, a new, almost like a remedy for the planet. You're the remedy. The planet will not change until you figure it out, till you step into it, until you claim it. The future is yours. Doesn't matter what your age. Very often they say, you know, oh, there, the future is theirs, they say for teenagers, right? Maybe early 20-somethings. By the time a person gets into their 40s, they're like, well, okay, there's some future left, but not so much now. The future is for the young, for my children. And as you get into your 60s, it's getting time to retire, and so, the grandchildren, it's their future now. No, dear ones, it's still your future. There's going to be new technology that enables people to live healthfully for a couple of hundred years. It's going to be available soon. What if you like that idea? Don't shoot yourself down before your time, okay? There's so much going on the planet today. It's all open for you. A grand adventure. All right. That is our message. A message that we hope can trigger something, tickle something. We've been working with some of you already. Working with you, shifting a little something, ooching a little something here or there.